We also have the head of Pfizer here, so I want to thank him. One of the great, great people, one of the great businessmen. Thank you, Albert. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Well, I feel about vaccines like I feel about tests. This is going to go away without a vaccine. It's going to go away, and it's we're not going to see it again, hopefully, after a period of time. You may have some flare-ups, and I guess, you know, I would expect that. Sometime in the fall, you'll have flare-ups, maybe. Maybe not, but according to what a lot of people say, you probably will. We'll be able to put them out. You may have some flare-ups next year, but eventually it's going to be gone. It's going to be gone. You know, there are some viruses and flus that came and they went for a vaccine. They never found the vaccine and they disappeared. They've never shown up again. They die too, like everything else. They die too. And so whether we do or not, I think great progress is being made by Johnson & Johnson, by Oxford and some others. NYU, I see, is very advanced. But if you don't get it, this is going to go away at some point. We got a vaccine done in less than 9 months that was supposed to take from 5 to 12 years. Because of that vaccine, millions and millions of people, I think this would have been the Spanish flu of 1917, where up to 100 million people died. This was going to ravage the country far beyond what it is right now. Take credit for it. What we've done is historic. Don't let them take it away. Don't take it away from ourselves. You're playing right into their hands.
Both the president and I are vaxxed, and did you get the booster?
Yes.
I got it too. Okay, so...
No. That's all. It's a very tiny group.
And then we developed a vaccine, 3 vaccines in 3 months. In 9 months, and actually, I'll tell you, it was 3 days less than 9 months, and it's great. And you know what? I believe totally in your freedoms. I do. Bree, you got to do what you have to do. But I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But you got, no, that's okay. That's all right. You got your freedoms, but I happen to take the vaccine. If it doesn't work, you'll be the first to know, okay? I'll call up Alabama and say, hey, you know what? But it is working. But you do have your freedoms. You have to maintain that.
Let's talk about COVID, because Operation Warp Speed is one of the positives from the administration. And you've brought up the need for vaccines. You've actually told people to get vaccines. I'm just curious. I got the Pfizer vaccine. Which vaccine did you get? Have you shared that with us yet?
Well, I got the Pfizer, and I would have been very happy with any of them. I thought a very bad statement was when they did a pause on Johnson & Johnson. I think that frightened people. That was a bad thing to do. At that time, when they did the pause, they had 6 people that may have had some difficulty out of millions that received it. But I think the pause was a very bad thing to do. Fortunately, in my administration and through what I did, frankly, and others, but what I did with the FDA is I forced them to move quickly, and we got the vaccine done in 9 months instead of 5 years. I don't think it would have ever been done, frankly, because according to their rules and regulations, they would have never had it. But we got a vaccine done in 9 months, and fortunately,
Yes. That's
not only going to save our country, it's going to save the world.
It's going to save the world.
He's taken over Warp Speed. We had it, our military. What they've done in terms of delivery has been incredible. Incredible.
Yeah.
And we gave up to 1.3 million shots a day before he even took over. So not only did we have the vaccine, and one thing we did, we took a big bet on this. We started manufacturing the vaccine before we really knew it worked. We saved many, many months and millions of lives by doing that, because you wouldn't have the vaccine right now if we didn't take that chance. We knew what we were doing. We knew that we felt strongly it was going to work. And we took a risk, and the risk was spending billions of dollars to develop it before we knew and before we had the approval that it was going to work. It works incredibly well, 95%, maybe even more than that. It works incredibly well. And it's really saving our country, and it's saving, frankly, the world.
So, Mr. President, I know that you received the vaccine. Mrs. Trump also got the vaccine. Would you recommend to our audience that they get the vaccine then?
I would. I would recommend it, and I would recommend it to a lot of people that don't want to get it, and a lot of those people voted for me, frankly. But, you know, again, we have our freedoms, and we have to live by that, and I agree with that also. But it's a great vaccine. It's a safe vaccine, and it's something that works. And we've been working round the clock, and what I got the FDA to do, this would have happened. This would have happened in many, many years from now if I didn't get involved and if we didn't get involved.
Yeah, tell me more about that. I remember you were talking about when you were in office, you were talking about the meeting that you held with the major pharmaceutical company heads, and you were garnering all of their support to work together to ensure that a vaccine was on the market as soon as possible. And you said that one issue that you were trying to do was to alleviate any bureaucracies within the FDA. How was it that you were able to encourage a vaccine on the market within 9 months? That was quite extraordinary.
Well, I wouldn't say the FDA loves me, but I pushed them very, very hard, harder than they've ever been pushed. And a number of the people in the FDA admitted that. And at the end, they were very happy. But they did not like me. In fact, they wanted to announce it sometime after the election because they just didn't. I think most people knew we pretty much had the vaccine before the election, but they wanted to announce it. So with the vaccine, I pushed the FDA at a level that they've never been pushed before, and they got it done in 9 months instead of 5 years. Now, the 5 years, I think, would have never happened because I don't think they would have ever gotten it done.
We've heard that the vaccine typically would take 12 to 18 months to develop. How can you do it in a speedier fashion? What makes you think this will work?
Well, they started actually, I guess you heard, in January, early January, and they've been working on it. I know so many, and private companies have been working on it. The government's been working on it. So we've got the time because we put a very, and they've literally been working 24 hours a day. So we've got the time, and we hope to be able to do something by the end of the year or shortly thereafter. But again, you know, it's not solely vaccine-based. Other things have never had a vaccine, and they go away. So I don't want people to think that this is all dependent on vaccine, but a vaccine would be a tremendous thing. And I will tell you, therapeutically or therapeutics, what's going on there is equally as impressive. We have some things happening. You know, we have the remdesivir from Gilead. We have other things that are very good. I think that a lot is happening therapeutically. I can't say that it's, relatively speaking, equal to what's going on with vaccines, but I think it's doing very well, very well. I have really good news. Today, our nation has achieved a medical miracle. We have delivered a safe and effective vaccine.
A safe and effective vaccine.
9 months. This is one of the greatest scientific accomplishments in history. It will save millions of lives and soon end the pandemic once and for all. I am thrilled to report that the FDA has authorized the Pfizer vaccine. We have given Pfizer and other companies a great deal of money, hoping this would be the outcome, and it was. On behalf of the American people, I'd like to thank all of the brilliant scientists, technicians, doctors, and workers who made this all possible. Pfizer and Moderna have announced their vaccine is approximately 95% effective, far exceeding expectations. These vaccines are also very safe. American citizens participated in clinical trials that were far larger than normal and had no serious side effects. The dedicated and independent experts at the FDA meticulously studied the results of the trials, and it has now passed the gold standard of safety. Through Operation Warp Speed, my administration provided a total of $14 billion to accelerate vaccine development and to manufacture all of the top candidates in advance. This included a nearly $2 billion investment in Pfizer to produce 100 million doses of their vaccine, with an option to produce 500 million additional doses. And I'm proud to say that we have made sure that this vaccine will be free for all Americans. Through our partnership with FedEx and UPS, We have already begun shipping the vaccine to every state and zip code in the country. The first vaccine will be administered in less than 24 hours. The governors decide where the vaccines will go in their state and who will get them first. We want our senior citizens, healthcare workers, and first responders to be first in line. This will quickly and dramatically reduce deaths and hospitalizations. When the China virus invaded our shores, I promised that we would produce a vaccine in record time before the end of the year. They said it couldn't be done, but with today's announcement, we have now achieved that goal. The United States is the first nation in the world to produce a verifiably safe and effective vaccine. Today's achievement is a reminder of America's unlimited potential when we have the will and the courage to pursue ambitious goals. As I've said from the beginning, a vaccine will vanquish the virus and return life back to normal. The pandemic may have begun in China, but we are ending it right here in America. Operation Warp Speed is the greatest medical manufacturing endeavor in American history. We are deeply grateful to every person who has worked round the clock on this monumental national project to save lives. Thank you all for your tremendous gifts to humanity. God bless you, God bless the United States of America, and God bless the world. Thank you.
Ha 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 ha